Welcome to Bizarro World 2.0, also known as 2020. This is the year where some of the things that you are doing, you need to do the opposite. There are many things that are appearing to you to mean one thing when actually it means something completely different. This is Sai Shanti, aka the Urban Yogi. And welcome to another episode of the Mental Health Ciphers sponsored My Metaphysics of the Pandemic. Man. Duality doesn't even touches the tip of the iceberg of how deep what I'm going to attempt to share with you is. I'm going to do my best, but sometimes, and maybe you'll feel me on this, sometimes you'll get information, a download, an upload, an epiphany. It's so powerful, and it's so deep that it's on a cellular level where it instantly becomes a signal that was sent from your etheric brain, transmitting to every part of your body, every part of your mind, every part of your soul, every part of your spirit, everything that is in your consciousness, everything that is you in this reality is immediately activated into action and into knowing. See, when something resonates with me, that's the best way that I could give you a visual of what it feels like internally, which is why I know that it's source truth. It's something that I had to build up for over many, many years. My intuition is solid. It's a strong foundation, but the next level to having a strong and in alignment foundation with your intuition is to start challenging your intuition. After you've established that foundation, though, not before. Why? Because before, when you start questioning your intuition, it's going to keep you from having alignment with your intuition. The self-doubt is going to always keep you away from, you know, finalizing that deal where you're working hand in hand with your intuition. So you have to remove doubt. You have to remove challenging your intuition or alchemize it. Maybe you're one of those people where you're supposed to be opposed to your intuition. I don't know. But I'm speaking to my soul family. I'm speaking to the people who my words resonate with. I'm speaking to empaths. I'm speaking to alchemists. I'm speaking to light warriors. These are the people in my soul tribe I'm speaking to. So alchemizing you, challenging and doubting your intuition, alchemizing that will strengthen it. There's many different tools that I've shared. If you've been rocking with me for a while, and it's all recorded, it's all in the archive. I don't make too much of effort to go out my way to share my links with my podcast to people too much. You know, if it comes up in conversation organically, it's going to come up. But I don't put too much effort into following up with a link. Because you can Google it. You know, I put in enough work where I'm actually on Google and Yahoo, all these search engines. I might even own the whole first page. I don't know. But you can Google my podcast. You can Google me. You can Google my YouTube page, my Instagram, all of that. That's the power of using the internet. That's what I do. Like, if I'm talking to somebody, you tell me your name, I'm Googling you. Especially if you're telling me you're doing all of these things, but a Google search is saying something different. I ain't hating on your hustle. I ain't hating on your game. That might be, you might be in the middle of practicing fake it until you make it. You know, I don't judge people's method of healing. But if your method of healing starts to interfere with my healing, then we got a problem. I'm going to have to address it because you are bringing a negative energy to me. So I'm going to have to deal with you as a negative energy. I try to be loving and respectful about it, but some people, well, I would say some beings, don't respond well to that. So you have to take it to another level. But your willingness to take it to whatever level it needs to be, and knowing, you have to know this. You can't, like, assume and think it'll be on the fence about it. And knowing that taking it to that level is going to yield a positive outcome for the masses of the collective, for yourself, and the masses of your collective, it's going to be taken. And see, that is the energy that many beings in this reality has right now. That's why it's been an increase in hate and hate crimes and murders and killings and fights and anger and frustration and sadness and suicides and destruction. I mean, you name it. You in this reality, you see what's going on. All of that stuff can have a very, very powerful emotional effect on you. It had one on me. Matter of fact, it was so powerful that, I mean, it's taken me years to alchemize it. Again, I'm not trying to run from that pain. I'm not trying to not feel that pain. I'm exploring that pain and seeing what jewels I can get from it. See, because I recognize in this reality, all the secrets are hidden in places where the average person has been brainwashed not to go. Yeah, it's a powerful spell. Very powerful spell. And that's why it's easy for me not to judge, because I see a bigger picture, because I see the mechanics behind the curtain, because I see the metaphysics of it. When you see all of that, you're not going to judge people who are being attacked by that. At least I don't. I'm going to try to help you. That's anybody across the board. That's just my nature. I will try to help you, but I won't help you to my own detriment. That's when I have boundaries up. That's where I draw the line at. I don't mind getting my hands dirty and helping you out of the mud, but I can't let you drag me into the mud. My clothes is clean. I paid my dues with that sort of quote unquote healing for years. I'm no longer occupying that type of energy. And when you start to ascend into a broader perspective of reality, it gives you a different mentality than people around you. And it makes you have a different outlook on things than most people. It's not a bad thing. That's actually a great thing. If nobody understands you, you're surrounded by people who don't understand the frequencies that are coming out of your mouth, that's a clear indication it's time to get some different people around you. Time to form a new circle. Time to do some networking. You know, time to make some cuts. Time to do some recruiting. I mean, all this stuff happens simultaneously or one at a time, or you might do a whole bunch of cuts first and then a whole bunch of recruiting. However you do it, it needs to be done, because 2020 is a game changer. Empaths, alchemists, light warriors. 2020 is no longer, well, 2020 is not allowing us to no longer only think about self. See, we had all the previous years before 2020 to do that, to go into that self-isolation, self-quarantining, spending that me time and just being one with yourself. All of that was for practice and training to prepare for this year. Now, if you just started your oneness path, okay, 2020 going to be a lot harder for you, keeping it 100 with you. But if you've been practicing oneness and isolating and social distancing and quarantining, if you've been doing that all of these years and you've gotten muscle from that, this should be a breeze for you. What's going on now should be a breeze for you. And if it's a breeze for you, it's also an opportunity for immediate growth, for immediate mind expansion, for immediate consciousness awareness, for immediate manifestations. See, we in a new energy right now. This new energy is like unclaimed lump of clay. Anybody who chooses to use this new energy can form it into whatever it is that you need it to be. But you have to do it in complete knowing, which means you have to be sure. Which means that if you're not sure, now's the time to get some help. Now's the time to get some allies. Now's the time to get a mentor. Now's the time to get a therapist. Now's the time to get a counselor. Now's the time to do all the things that you normally do by yourself. Now's the time to get some help with that. This is what I'm going to be talking about this episode of my continuing reporting of how I'm dealing with the pandemic, what downloads I'm receiving, what those downloads are sparking and remembrances, or I might be receiving, not might be, I receive downloads as I'm speaking, as I'm doing the podcast, which is why I love doing this podcast. I really do. I can't front and say that I always loved it. I didn't hate it, but it just wasn't, it felt more like work than something that was therapeutic and something that was helping me to be of service. It felt like work for a long time. It doesn't feel like work anymore, but that's only because it's been this year. This is the first time I'm doing a podcast and it doesn't feel like work. It actually feel like it, what it's supposed to, what I intended it for it to be, therapy, healing, me being able to share etheric downloads on a high frequency without the earthly filters. And I'm still working on that, because once I get into this zone, I'm going to be saying some things that I know you've never heard before. And if you did hear it before, I need to know the source, because that's another member of my soul tribe. That's another alchemist. That's another light warrior. That's another empath. Elder empath. I consider myself an elder empath because I've been an empath for a long time, and I've been aware that I was an empath since I was 5. I'm 50 now, so you do the math. And even though I didn't come in contact with what the word empath or that word empath until when did I first hear that? Maybe about 10 or 11 years ago. Yeah, about 10 or 11 years ago when I had my first unofficial convention of alchemists, psychics, metaphysicians, mediums, clairvoyants, and of course empaths. I mean, you name it. I went to school with all these people because all of us there for the same reason. All of us was in school to learn how to not only learn how the subconscious mind worked, but to learn how to work with the subconscious mind to bring about change in our reality. It that my school drew people or attracted people that was on that journey to it. So that was the first time I heard the word empath. And a lot of empaths called me an empath. Oh, you're an empath. Oh, you're an empath. And I found that amazing. I could just share a little bit of my backstory with them, and they immediately knew I was an empath. But then it had a next level empath where I didn't have to say anything. They could feel my energy until I was an empath. Matter of fact, they'll come up to me and introduce themselves, telling me stuff. Excuse me, I was just reading your aura. You're an empath. Well, yeah, you're an empath, but you're something else. I can't really put my finger on it. Oh man, I used to love conversations like that, because it was like, these are the beings that when I was young, I would imagine in my mind that I would meet. I would be surrounded by people of the same communicative frequency. In other words, we spoke the same language. We understood what each other was saying. We were all weird, no doubt, but we were all very powerful. See, I imagine being in an environment like that. I fantasized about, I dreamed about, I desired it for so many years because it was the opposite of what I was surrounded by. So that first encounter with that manifestation, because that was a definite manifestation. Oh, I was so I was so charged up when I was in that environment. It was like, it was so, when they say magic is in the air, that's no bull. You ask anybody who go to that school now, I can't say that. I don't know how it is now. My class, I was in the class of 2011 or 12, one of them. You know me, linear time, no bueno. You ask anybody from my graduating class, we were doing some crazy magic. Crazy magic, crazy manifestation, crazy spells. I mean, we were doing some amazing stuff. Only thing was, there was still trepidation in our collective confidence. I could say that because this is something that we've openly talked about. Me and my classmates, we talked about it with our mentors. It was real cool because each of us was signed a mentor who was also very powerful. I'm going to do a whole show on mentors. Yeah, because I wouldn't even do justice to even start telling you about the mentors I had in my school, HMI, in Tarzana, California. I wouldn't do justice by even starting to tell you how powerful and how pivotal they were to my transformation, to my healing. Oh, man, I probably need to go visit them real soon. But anyway, these powerful beings were tasked with taking these empaths to that next level. And I enjoyed the journey so greatly. However, even though they gave me a lot of transformational information and a lot of great wisdom, not too many of them there actually spoke my native language, my native frequency. It was much different than a lot of them have ever encountered, which immediately made me feel like something was wrong with me. I mean, because these people are, I mean, they're brilliant. From around the world, they've studied under many gurus, many yogis, many shamans, many masters. I mean, many mentors. I mean, they were the real deal. And I'm like, to me at that time, that was the upper echelon of empathic masters. But even with them, there's some things I said that didn't connect. And it took me years to realize that wasn't wrong. It was nothing bad or good about it, nothing wrong or right. It just is what it was what it was, but I felt that was my destination. Like, this is where I belong. Cause that's what a lot of the mentors came there as students. Got very good at what they did, and then they became teachers and mentors and professors and things of that nature. And I thought that's what I was gonna do. But the universe said, no, this was just a training for you. We're about to promote you. I'm like, what? Okay. Okay. There were two, maybe three, out of all the instructors there that came closer than the others to understanding my frequency, speaking my frequency, decoding my frequency, and speaking my frequency. They allowed us to pick our own mentors. That's why I picked the one mentor who I felt would be able to receive my frequency. Because even though, let me be clear, even though I was so grateful to be at that school and be surrounded by all of these powerful, powerful beings, who finally I could start speaking downloads that could be understood and deciphered and decoded, I couldn't share every download. It was only the ones that was of a certain vibrational level. That's when I started realizing, like, really started seeing, wow, it's really levels to this. It's really, really levels to it. And the levels that you, the level you're on is decided by the path that you chose or the path that was chosen for you. See, my path was chosen before I came in the flesh. I didn't come here and then, you know, found a path. No, I knew my path coming in here, you know, into this incarnation. This is why I'm here, to fulfill this path. So it's easy for me, maybe more than others, to listen to my intuition. Because I know that I was born on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. And I also know that because I'm not of this world and of this reality, my viewpoints, my perspectives, my life, my thoughts is going to be so different than everybody else's. It was going to be a challenge and a lifelong mission to find people that spoke my frequency, because that's how I know that I'm connected to my soul tribe, because we all had the same soul contract. But again, because there's levels to it, mine are on a very, very, very high level, which means that some of the most brilliant people that I've ever met in my life, my mentors, still wasn't the tip of the iceberg for the mentors to come in my life and for my blessing and ability and effectiveness to mentor others. So once I found out I was an empath and what an empath was, I immediately started my, I can say, mastery of isolation. Because I've been a loner for so long and, you know, introverted and, you know, by myself and, you know, just different from anybody else. I've been practicing that all my life since birth, but I didn't start mastering that and really understanding what that meant and how powerful that was until I went to school 11 years ago. My mystery school, if you will. That's definitely what it was. It was a mystery school. And I got my ascension there. I got my tools there. I got my answers there. And once I got everything that I possibly could get from there, then I was ascended and initiated into the next mystery school, which was film school. So, back to my original point, or one of them. Last year was my last year of practicing self-isolation, quarantining myself, introverting myself on a level that I had been for all of those years. All that ended last year, the 11th of December of last year, is when I was forced out of isolation, forced out of introvertness, and surrounded by a bunch of people. Because your boy had to ascend to that next level. When this COVID virus hit, I didn't have the same reaction to it that people around me did. And I found that interesting because I didn't know why. It was just like, okay, this is happening. And now we have to do this, that, and the other. Okay. I immediately started looking at the deeper meaning behind it, because I wasn't resonating with anything I was being told by the people around me. The news, the outside world. I mean, it's nothing anybody was saying was resonating with me. Nothing. So I went within. And I got different answers and a different perspective than anybody else. And I expressed that because I got tired of hearing the doom, the gloom, and it was all of that. It was doom and gloom, but I got tired of hearing about it. Like I said, don't keep on perpetuating the problem to me if you're not coming with a strategy and solution. And that's all I was hearing, amplifying of the problem. So I started countering that by giving them my truth. And my truth was, it was real simple. If you wasn't watching the news and you heard nothing about the coronavirus, do you think you would get it? I like that question, and it was very interesting how people answered it, because it went over a lot of people's head that I was telling them you wouldn't know nothing about the coronavirus if you wasn't listening to the news and listening to the fear and everything that's going on around you. You know, you wouldn't know anything about it. If you got it and you died, then you died. But you wouldn't know what you died from. Other people around you would, but you wouldn't. That's what I was asking them. And not too many people got that. But I found it interesting that I'm the only one that had the position that I had, and everybody else was on the other side of the scale. But what I started noticing is the more I talked about it, because I was speaking my truth, but they were parroting or mirroring the energy that they're being attacked by. They couldn't stand up to the confidence of my truth. and they would have to acquiesce. And they would either stop talking about it, or I would completely change their mind, or they would just say, well, yeah, I never thought about it right like that. But it never ended with them having victory over that energetic battle, because that's what that was. Me protecting my energy and them attacking my energy. Because I recognized everybody, I was surrounded by a bunch of people who was infected. And let me say this also. I'm being kind of vague about, because you may have heard me talk about being thrust into the situation where I'm surrounded by people. And I didn't have any control over that happening. The reason why I'm being vague about it is because there's a bigger story that's happening here that's been happening with me that I promise people in my production company that I wouldn't speak about on the podcast, because they want to present it, and I do too, we want to present it in a much bigger format in a much different way, and it'll have more of an impact if everybody hear the whole story without any leaks. So that's why when I say I was thrust into a situation where I was surrounded by a lot of people and had to interact with a lot of people while we were being told to do just the opposite. And I had no control over that. To me, that was very powerful, because I'm like, okay, what is the universe telling me here? You know, I've been self-isolated and quarantining myself and social distancing for years. But now I'm putting this in a situation where before I could pick and choose who I wanted to be around with for how long and when. Now I didn't have that choice. I had to interact with, I was forced to interact with people on a daily basis that I didn't even know, but I had to interact with them because I was within a community. And I saw that was just the opposite of what I was doing. So immediately I had to adapt. And adapting wasn't easy. It's not supposed to be easy, because this is out of my comfort zone. And it's forcing growth. And see, when I'm outside of my comfort zone, I grow real quickly. Anybody around me will tell you that. I don't stay outside of my comfort zone. I don't stay in. When I say outside of my comfort zone, that normally means a great challenge. Because that's when you out of your comfort zone, either voluntarily, where you're like going after your goals and your dreams, like a, you know, you're real super motivated. You just stepping out on faith. You're going after it. You know, you're on your grind. Or involuntarily, when the universe is trying to nudge you in that direction, but you're not going fast enough, so something traumatic will happen that will force you out of it. That's what happened to me. But see, I deal with trauma a little bit different than the average person, because I've been through so much trauma. Because I've been through so much trauma, I was forced to start looking at trauma differently. And that's one of the techniques that I use when I talk about exploring my emotions, because emotions and traumas they hand in hand. First come the trauma, then the emotions after it. You can't control the trauma, but you can control how your emotions responded to the trauma. So that's what I started focusing on, what I can control, and stop focusing on what I couldn't control, the trauma itself, which goes back to what I was saying about focusing on a problem and not a strategy and solution. That's why that just rusts my spirit the wrong way when I hear somebody constantly stuck in a problem or amplifying the problem. Because that's the opposite of what I do to break my cycle of generational trauma and to heal myself. So once I was forced into this environment where I have to interact with people, it was, again, as always, one of the best things that ever happened to me. Oh my goodness, I got so much clarity and wisdom and understanding and downloads. It was life-changing. And I felt like the universe was telling me, it's all this chaos going around, everything, you know, real crazy. And the universe like, hey, look, look. And I'm like, what? It's like, look, you see that? And then I just stop and I just look among all of this chaos, among all of this craziness. I'm looking and I see, oh, wow. I see what 2020 is really all about. This year is a very powerful year numerically. It's also a very powerful year energetically. It's so many pandemics that's happening at one time. The most popular one is the COVID pandemic. Yeah. That might have been a prelude, or it may have been the pebble that started all these other pandemics, but there's so many other spiritual pandemics that are happening, metaphysical pandemics, etheric pandemics, and universal pandemics that's happening at the same time. And the universe started showing it to me. I started seeing it. And as I'm seeing it, I'm immediately seeing the opportunity for growth, healing, ascension, happiness. I mean, it's just like whatever it is that you want, this is the year to get it. This is the year to go after it. So whereas I was doing the opposite of what everybody else was doing, because... And again, I'm going to have to be vague here, but I wasn't interacting with people for years. For years. And once that changed and I was forced to interact with people, the world is being told to do the opposite. Don't interact with people. They call it social distancing. Don't go outside. They call it quarantine. Don't interact. They call it self-isolating. I was doing all that stuff. Now I'm doing the opposite. Why is that? Because I see energetically the opportunity for growth and expansion. And most importantly, I see that right now, a lot of introverts, you got three types of introverts right now. You have the regular introverts, or, you know, your normal introverts. They're fine with this. The self-isolating thing is, hey, no problem. I ain't got to go to work. I could work from home, so I ain't got to be around certain coworkers I don't like and this and that. And, you know, they may have been in a relationship with a narcissist. They're always going to be in a relationship with a narcissist. That's a whole nother show. And, you know, that might have broke up, or, you know, it's like they're winning. It's great. It's great for them. And amongst that group, I'm pretty sure some of them are empaths, and they're winning. They love it. It's the best thing that ever happened to them. That's one type. Then you got the other type who have a much different experience because they're going through hell. The introverts who are going through hell, or they might be very confused right now, or they might feel very overwhelmed or very stressed out. They're feeling an extreme of some energy. Those introverts are normally empaths. Then you have the introverts who are empaths who... been able to use this new energy to benefit them. So not only are they winning like the first group of introverts, but they're winning and thriving and moving forward and succeeding. And it's no judgment to the first group of empaths who are, you know, they enjoying what's happening. They need the break. it's draining being an introvert living in an extroverted world. I get it. Hats off to you. Congratulations. But the empaths who are introverted, who are going through hell, that's my people. That's the people who I'm tasked with serving to help. And those empaths who are introverted and thriving and growing and manifesting like crazy and succeeding, now's the time for you to help other people, help other empaths who are not at that level yet. I mean, you can help whoever you want, but just me personally, this is just me. It's more clear to me now than it ever was before that my purpose is to help empaths to empower themselves. My purpose is to help with the empathic awakening. And that's the best summary that I could give this pandemic. It's an empath awakening. Why? Because everything that makes an empath is being challenged right now or affected in a way it's never been before. If you hear voices, you hear more voices. If you have a mixed feelings, you have an abundance of mixed feelings and more mixed feelings. If you're depressed, you're even more depressed. I mean, it's being amplified, but it's not a negative thing. It's actually a very, very, very good thing, but you just haven't been told how to use it. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you use it. So I share my personal experiences because I'm not going to share something with you that's untested that I haven't tried unless I say otherwise. I'll tell you, I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to try this or I'm going to try that. But if I'm telling you something that I've already tested and tried and I took in all the impurities out of it and left all the pureness of it, the source of it, I'm giving you that raw, natural healing. To me, that's me being in compliance. Now, because there's so many things that's happening at one time, and because I embrace overthinking, which means that I overthink, which means that I'll have a lot that I'm thinking about simultaneously, which means I'll do many things simultaneously. And like I like to say, yeah, I like being all over the place because it keeps me from getting stuck in one place where I see a lot of people at. And I'm not going to say I'm the greatest multitasker, but I'm training and learning to be. That's why I keep practicing. So I don't shy away from multitasking. That's not the answer for me. That's the answer for some people. Prioritizing things. That's cool. I hear people use that language, but that don't resonate with me either because I'm not prioritizing things. Prioritizing things mean that you're putting one thing above the other, and you're giving it more focus or energy than something else. Stop playing. That's what that means. I don't prioritize because everything's a priority that I'm doing. So I give it all equal time for my energy and attention. That doesn't always mean that I'm giving it the equal parts or percentages. It means that I'm doing it all at the same time. Boom, boom, boom. I go from one to the other, one to the other, one to the other. And let it all grow. The training comes in when I could do that equally across the board and everything grow at the same time. But how I'm going to be able to do that if I stop doing it because other people think multitasking and overthinking and overwhelming yourself is a negative thing. Yes, it can have negative consequences. And yes, it will stress you out, no doubt. It'll frustrate you. These are all the emotions that I welcome because these are the emotions that comes along with it. I guess you could call it, these are the side effects for the mastery. And you just find out a way, you find a way to deal with the side effects. I found ways to deal with my frustrations, with my stress. And again, this is new energy. So my goal isn't to stop being stressed. My goal is to alchemize my stress into energy. What's the opposite of stress? Options. So instead of me stop being stressed, I increase my options, which would alchemize the stress. And thank the stress for appearing to teach me that mastery. It's like having a personal trainer coming over to your house and helping you out. But because you had an injury and they help you to turn that energy into healing, what you gonna fault the therapist? No, I don't want you to come over. That's what other people say. Other people are, you know, they mad at the therapist. I let the therapist, which is the emotion of frustration or, you know, stress and all the ones that come along with doing what I'm doing, which is using this new energy to change my reality. I welcome it. That's why I say all emotions welcome. I don't run from my emotions anymore. I used to, because not only was I taught to do instinctively, because we're taught fear, and then that fear is reinforced through the people around us, through the food that we eat, the music we listen to, what you watch, what you hear, all of that affects you. So you'll start to develop instincts that are not yours. They're actually reflex actions that you were taught. Then you confuse that for that being your nature. And when something's your nature, you'll defend it. You'll defend your limitations. When you fight for your limitations, they're yours. So you'll say, well, that's just the way I am. You know, and that's cool. That's cool. But I see a lot of people who have that stance and life really ain't that great for them. They're really going through a lot of things and they don't realize that they're blocking themselves because they've closed themselves off to the idea that there could be actually a benefit to some of the quote unquote hell you go through. They won't even consider that. I had to consider that. I had to ask myself that because I kept going through perpetual hell. And one day I got an answer from one of my mentors, Les Brown. He said, if you're going through hell, just keep on going. Eventually you'll get out of it. You might be smoking because, you know, you're on fire, but at least eventually you'll get out of that hell. And he was laughing as he said that. Reason why that's so important is because not only was that a powerful message for me, man, if you in hell, keep going. But the fact that he laughed about it let me know, why intuit, that he's speaking from personal experience. And if you're familiar with Les Brown, you'll hear that a lot of his, not a lot, all of it, it goes hand in hand. If you hear Les Brown, unless he's real, real serious, if he like just doing one of his, you know, laid back, I'm just talking in front of an audience, you're going to hear a lot of jokes. Dude, real funny. And that let me, and he's funny about the things in his life that brought him pain at one time. And a lot of comedians do that. A lot of comedians. Matter of fact, Kevin Hart had one of his shows called Laugh at My Pain. But a lot of comedians use their pain for comedy because they're able to see the humor and things that once made them cry. And because I'm a big fan of comedy, a big fan of comedians, and I love to laugh, I love to make people laugh, and I love to look at stuff that's funny, that resonated with me and I started practicing that in my life. When I could find a humor in my situation no longer has control over my emotions. Even if I can't control the situation. I control how I respond to it, how I react to it, how I interact with it, how I think about it, how I feel about it. And that's where my power come in at. And that power give you confidence to use that strategy in other areas. And now's the time to use the strategy, that strategy, for introverted empaths. Because I know you're going through a lot. I know you're going through hell. I know you're in maybe in a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, a lot of confusion. You may feel alone, lonely, and by yourself. And I say all of that is a good thing, because all of that is an opportunity for growth if you're willing and brave enough to pursue it as such. If you're not, then you're not going through hell. You're falling down on the ground. You're giving up, which means that hell's going to be worse for you, because at least while you're moving, you're getting the flames to go down a little bit. You're running through the flames instead of being consumed by them. I like to say you either go through hell or you grow through hell. And see, as you're growing through hell, even though you're still in hell, you're not feeling the burn that many people feel. The whole world is going through hell right now. But not everybody is being burned and consumed by the flames. The flames are touching me. They hot. They close enough where I can feel the heat, but I ain't being consumed by them. And I found it real interesting that another big download that I got, that 2020 is now the year for people who have been isolating themselves from others, who've been disconnected. Now's the time for them to get connected, either with a collective, preferably with a collective, but at least with someone who can elevate them and help them to elevate by, one, not coddling them, but empowering them. Too much coddling going on in the empathic community. You got to be very careful what you say. You got to be very delicate with your words. No, that's not going to help you. That's keeping your skin thin. You need to thicken your skin. That's not only going to do you a service, that's going to do the whole empathic community and collective a service. And it's going to do those who are able to, those empaths who can see your challenges, it's going to be easier for them to help you with the recipe to heal yourself by telling you what they see, what they're feeling, what they're intuiting. But if you're so sensitive where they can't speak to you like that, then, you know, they're not going to benefit. You're not going to benefit. The collective not going to benefit. And now it's not the time to do that. 2020 is forcing you into discomfort. It's all about being outside your comfort zone. I'm way outside my comfort zone. But I'm learning to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, which means that I can journey out further from my comfort zone, further and further and further. And when you can step so far out of your comfort zone where the people around you starts to feel uncomfortable, to me, that's progress. And that's what I've been doing lately. I've been stepping so far out of my comfort zone that I made people around me uncomfortable. Because everybody's in a comfort zone. Some people's comfort zone just has more space than others. Some people's comfort zone is temporary. Some people's last a little bit longer. Some people in a permanent comfort zone. Again, no judgment. It's what you decide you was going to do before you came here. It's all good. It's all gravy. But empathic introverts, 2020 is forcing you to learn what to keep, what to let go. It's forcing you to I gotta be careful how I say this because it's gonna sound very opposite of what I've been saying for so many years, but now's not the time for you to be by yourself, go into yourself, and look for higher understanding within yourself. This energy will tear you up if you're doing that. And that's why so many empaths are going through hell, because that's what we've been taught to do for so many long, so many years and for so long. But like I said, that was years before this year. This year is different. So if you're not already in tune to being by yourself and you can transmute that into being around other people. See, I can turn on my introvert, extrovert button, switch, like, you know, I just flick it. I'm extroverted when I need to be, and then I go back to introvert. Some people can't do that. Not everybody can do that. If you're one of those people who can't do that, then you need to connect to people who can help you and assist you with that. You need to be connected to extroverts, but extroverts that you are in vibrational alignment with, which means that stop looking for your equals. Stop looking for people who are on your level. This year, if you do that, you're going to stay on that level. You're going to get, and you could get stuck on that level. This is the year where you need to be aligning yourself with people who are on another level than you are, that next level. Not the level where you are, and definitely not the level where you came from. You need to start connecting with people who are on that next level, that level that you're trying to get to. Now's the time to do that. I've been doing that. I've been connecting with people that's with levels way beyond me, because I'm ready. And I've even if I'm not ready, I'll get ready while I'm going through the process of being ready, because I've made the decision to do that. Because I recognize that using that energy, this new energy, this here right now, this present, during this pandemic, it's so powerful. Oh my goodness, it's so powerful. And it's all about connection and network. Like I said, there's so many different layers to it. Oh my goodness, there's so many different layers. It's beautiful. 2020 is a mirror. So that means it's about reflection. It's about mirroring back what's coming to you and sending it back. It's about yin and yang. It's about opposites. It's about dichotomy and duality. But it's also about harmony and oneness. If you have oneness in self, then you can have one with the collective. You can have one with someone else. And you can teach them oneness. Mentorship is a very powerful relationship. And if you are hearing my voice, you're hearing this podcast, and you don't have a mentor, you really may need to consider getting one. Again, like I said, this new energy is punishing singularity. Punishment, that's not my word. That's the word that people will use in this realm, this reality. People who are doing it by themselves, people who are not connecting and aligning themselves to other energies and entities that can uplift them. That's why across the whole globe, this is a empathic awakening, because empaths are waking up. It's a lot of people, a lot of empaths who are just waking up the last couple of years. A lot of empaths are waking up this year. A lot of empaths are just finding out, knew they was an empath for years, but they're just finding out what the word empath means, so they starting to identify with that word. There's so many different things that's happening right now. It's an awakening on many different levels. Even with the empaths who know they're empaths and been empaths for years, like myself, it's an awakening for us too, because we're awakening to new understanding, new wisdom and knowledge, and we having a whole new collective to share that with. It's a very powerful thing. And see, an elder empath is tasked with helping a new empath attain their greatness, so that empath who's attained their new greatness can help that elder obtain their new greatness. It's a give and take energy. It's a give and take. It's a win-win situation. It's a beautiful and powerful dynamic. But it's also a dynamic that's happening right now during a time of a lot of convolution, misinformation, and discord and disharmony. And it's easy to get caught up in the sensitivity of it, and people's feelings get hurt. People misunderstand things, misread things, and they don't have the equipment, or they're not equipped to deal with a new form of engagement, a new form of communication, a new form of connection. That's what's happening right now. And when I first saw, or when I first realized in my own experience that I'm being forced into a new realm of operation and existence. I mean, it's a powerful thing. It's a unknown thing. Can be a scary thing, but I navigate this realm, this reality, and this experience in an energy of fearlessness. Fearlessness doesn't mean that fear, trepidation, or being scared isn't present. All of those things are present, but you're still moving forward anyway. Because you're fearless. You're fearing less. And you can have fear, and it completely debilitates you, or you can have fear and it moves you into action. And that's fearlessness. It doesn't mean that fear isn't present. So be clear about that. And it's a practice. And the only way to practice is to jump right into it. Confront your fears. Do things to make you afraid. Do things to make you scared. But do things that's going to benefit your growth, your spiritual growth. Things that's going to help you to get to that next level. I think I've said all I wanted to say, or all I'm going to say for now about this topic. So I'm about to start summarizing it and bringing it home. Introverts. The pandemic is showing you the cheat code to take yourself to the next level of healing, of business. Oh my goodness, I got to talk about business. This might not be the end of the show. Especially if you're an entrepreneur. if you got that entrepreneur energy in you, now's the time to start a business. Now's the perfect time because everything is in such, the world around you is in such chaos. You can bring order to it by starting your business right now. But at the same time, your business has to be in alignment, spiritual alignment with this energy. And if it's in spiritual alignment with this energy, your business is going to succeed. I've started a new business in this pandemic. I don't think I'm ready to talk about it yet. I'll be talking about it soon. I'm doing some real big things. Real big. I'm real excited about it. But it all goes back to what I was saying earlier about me recognizing the how ironic it was that the world is being told to be introverts by socially distancing, by staying at home, not going outside much. Yeah, the world is telling, that the pandemic is telling this world to be an introvert. So of course, introverts, a lot of introverts are loving it. A lot of introverts are catching hell. And a lot of introverts are thriving. So what category do you want to be in? Which category are you striving for? Or what category would be most in alignment with where you at? If you say the latter, then some things that you should be aware of and some things you should be in alignment with, there's some things that you would have to allow yourself to go against the grain on, and you might be the only one in your circle to have a perspective or an opinion. I don't like using that word, but for lack of a better term, opinion that's different from anybody around you. That's part of the process. To me, that's a beautiful weeding out process. When I start saying things and nobody around me is feeling me, again, like I said, that's just telling me, okay, it's time to find some new people around me who will feel me. And once I started doing that, I started connecting with people who are more conducive of where I want to go at, versus sustaining me where I'm at. I don't want to be sustained where I'm at. I'm visiting where I'm at. I'm in a constant state of evolution and evolving. So I want people that's going to help me in that process, not hinder me and not stagnate me and not regress me, moving me forward. If you're not moving me forward, then you don't need to be around me. I don't need to be engaging with you or interacting with you. And that for me has always been challenging because a lot of people in that energy or that category are very close to me. Some family, some friends, but it's to the point where you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to hurt some feelings. Sometimes you got to sever ties. Sometimes you got to break up relationships. If you're committed to change, if you're committed to self-development, self-improvement, self-mastery, if you're committed to changing your life, got to make hard decisions, followed by hard actions. But you're not alone. It used to piss me off when people say that you're not alone. People say you're not alone, but they don't show you how to stop being lonely. I like to think that I'm not doing that. I'm telling you you're not alone. I'm proving to you you're not alone by sharing my personal story. And I'm giving you tips, strategies, and techniques to show you that, hey, I've been where you at. This is how I got out of it. And I'm telling you why I'm using these tips and strategies and techniques, because they many times are going to be some new stuff to many people. Stop being afraid of new things. Stop being afraid of the unknown. I heard something today listening to Les Brown. He said, a cowardly energy asks, is it safe? A political energy asks, is it popular? But a conscious energy asks, is it right? Is it in alignment? I probably butchered that, but that's what I got from it. And I love that, because that's pretty much what it is. You know, politics transcend the White House and politicians. We politic every day. Politics is basically just getting other people to buy into your agenda. That's it. So a lot of people get into the politics of doing and saying what's popular, what other people are saying. Again, 2020, it's a lot of parroting, a lot of mirroring, a lot of people operating out of their authentic self because they're consumed by operating on the false self that was created by society and others around them, family, friends, and relatives. And the first group, is it safe? I was there for many years. I wouldn't think about taking anything, making any risks, or doing anything that could be dangerous or anything that could be unknown or scary, because I was so afraid of the unknown. I was afraid to be outside of my comfort zone. I was so consumed with being protected that I became isolated from my greatest self. My highest self. I isolated myself from that because my highest self has to be a risk taker. My highest self has to go place that's unknown to me, that's strange and scary and sometimes dark. Now that I've allowed myself to experience that, I'm more of a risk taker. Like I say, I'm moving and operating in fearlessness. I don't care what's trending. I don't care what's popular. I'm only focused on what's in alignment. If it's in alignment, if it's right, it resonates with me, that's the energy I'm moving in. And yes, that energy, 10 times out of 10, is going to be outside of your comfort zone. And being outside of my comfort zone made me uncomfortable like anybody else. But what's happening inside is I'm learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Because I find it funny. Sometimes you can be so vulnerable and so... You put yourself out there so far, all you can do is laugh. And again, that's a superpower. When you're able to laugh at something that used to bring you pain, it used to make you cry, you can laugh at it now. Now it's new energy, it's new clay. You can mold it. That's why it's an excellent time to start a business, because you can mold the business into anything that you want that's in alignment of the new energy. The new energy is the pandemic. We're doing things differently as a society and the world. And you're seeing new businesses pop up every day that's accommodating this new world. Now, starting a business that's the opposite of what we're doing or being told to do may not be the best idea. like now might not be the best time to start a, I don't know, escort service or something. I don't know. But if people are being locked down, quarantined, businesses are being closed and shut down, the spacing, I mean, it's a lot that you can do that, do with that. It's an opportunity here. And I've been having fun exploring this opportunity for the last 7 months. So, now I'm finished. For now. And I believe I'm going to call this podcast something about introverts, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. I put forth the intention to the universe, to the ethers that everyone hearing this is in alignment with the highest, greatest, grandest self. Or they are being protected as they're making that journey to find self-discovery, find inner peace, find self-love, and find themselves. I put forth the intention to the universe, to the ethers, that they attract the people, the mentorship, the collective, the entities, the energies, the beings, the consciousness, the people and their network that they need to flourish, that they need to prosper, that they need to grow, that they need to learn from, that they need for protection, that they need for enlightenment, and that they need for education, information, and transformation. I am, I have, it's done. All right, my peoples, till next time. Peace.